Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. It's me, Earth Ranger Emma, your guide into the incredible world of animal and wildlife facts. Coming to you live from Emma's vacation headquarters in the heart of Canada.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Yep, you heard me right. I'm still chilling at the cottage and enjoying the glorious Canadian summer. But hey, don't think I'm being lazy. Just yesterday, I almost discovered a new species. I was lying in my hammock by the creek reading comic books, science journals, when I suddenly saw something moving in the corner of my eye. A small brown fuzzball, about half a meter tall, standing on its hind legs and looking at me with this adorable little face. To be honest, it looked a bit like a tiny bear, not a bear cub. Well, that could have meant danger, because Mama Bear would be somewhere close by. No, this was different. It had more of a longish face. It looked like a giant hamster? Is that a thing? Giant Canadian forest hamsters? I don't think so. Hey, if this was a new species, would I get to give it a name? Something like, Fuzzballus ginormicus. Or Ursus rangerus. Or just the Earth Ranger Emma Bear. Yeah. Now, that's got a nice ring to it. Being the ultimate Earth Ranger that I am, I explored the area, and I discovered some holes in the ground that seemed to lead into an underground burrow. Maybe it was a bear's den after all, but no, the opening seemed much too small for an adult bear. So, I decided to stake it out, and after 19 short hours, my patience was rewarded. Out of the hole popped a marmot. Not a new species, but an adorable sight to see nevertheless. Marmots are often referred to as groundhogs. They are large rodents and the largest member of the squirrel family. But unlike squirrels, they much prefer the ground to climbing up trees. And that's probably a smart choice, because marmots are a bit too plump to be swooshing around the branches. Some species can get as heavy as 11 kilos, or 24 pounds. That's 20 times the weight of a squirrel. So, I took down my cameras and left the little rodent in peace. They're actually an important part of their ecosystem. Their many burrows often provide shelter for other animals like skunks and foxes, and the soil is greatly improved by aeration and mixing. But I did get a super cute photo. I'll make sure to put it up on the show notes. Anyways, other than chasing groundhogs, I've also been busy reading listener mail. Thank you so much for all your voice messages, emails, and comments on the show note pages. I just love reading them all. Here's a small sample of messages that you guys sent.
Message 1.
Hi, I am Earth Ranger Anna. I love animals, especially hammerhead sharks and cats.
Hi, Earth Ranger Anna. My name is Aurora.
Mine's Hugh.
Could you make an episode about horses? And we're from Iceland.
My name is Kaya. I really like rabbits, and I really want to be in your podcast.
Hi, Earth Rangers. I love that you save the Earth and the animals.
I feel that as an Earth Ranger, our job should be to stop the pollution.
Hi, my name is Damien, and I really like being an Earth Ranger. I just started, and I just really like saving animals and helping animals.
Hi, Earth Ranger Emma. I finished my mission. It was the Scavenger Hunt Showdown.
Hey, you guys. One of the best animals in Canada is the grizzly bear.
My question is,
How do sharks drink water?
Why do bats live in caves?
How fast can bunnies go?
How smart are the snowshoe hares, and what height do they grow up to?
I would like the podcast to have an episode on foxes, especially Swiss foxes or other type of foxes that it doesn't really matter.
I love Earth Rangers. It's so amazing. I hope everyone else listening feels the same exact way. Love you. Bye.
Bye! Earth Ranger Jeremiah signing out!
End of new messages.
Wow. I love all the great topic suggestions, guys. And I'll do my best to get to all of these in the future. But I did get one message that seemed to require a quicker response.
Hi, Earth Ranger Emma. We listen to the turtle podcast, and we saw someone who picked up a turtle. But what do you do if there's a turtle that's injured?
That's a really good question. And when I talked to Dr. Sue a few weeks ago, I actually asked her about that. Let me see if I still have the recording on file. Interview with a bat expert, nighttime hike and owl call recordings, Emma's Dance Jam 2012. Ah, here we go. Phone call with Dr. Sue Carstairs. You see, whenever I get a chance to talk to some really interesting animal experts, the conversations tend to last a very long time because I have so many questions, and there's not always enough time in the podcast to play the whole interview, so we sometimes cut parts out. But let's jump back into the call and see what we can find out. Here's the part where I asked her what to do about an injured turtle.
What happens if a turtle gets injured?
If a turtle gets injured, turtles are very, very resilient. So if you see a turtle and it's injured, it's probably still alive and can probably still be saved. So in that case, what we recommend is if your parents have a something like a Rubbermaid or a Tupperware container that they can put the turtle in with a dry towel on it, then they can just give us a call. And we can either get that turtle help at a local veterinarian that works with us, or we can get the turtle transported to us so that it can get fixed up and taken back home.
Doesn't a turtle shell protect it from its injuries, though?
It does a great job of protecting the turtle, yes, and that's why turtles so often survive being injured on the road. But the shell is a part of them, so it's made of bone, and if it gets broken, it's just like if you break a bone or a leg, it's very painful. So where it does protect them and helps them survive, it needs to be put back together so that it can go back to being healthy in the wild.
Gotcha. Injured turtles inside of Tupperware, cover with a dry towel and bring them to you.
Yeah, actually put them on the dry towel. The dry towel will line the bottom. Yeah, so we don't want to put them in water because sometimes when they get hit by a car, it can cause a hole to go into their body cavity, which is pretty awful, but they can survive from that. But if you put them in water, then that's a bad thing. The water will get inside. So we always keep them dry. And one thing that's always a good idea to do whenever you've handled a turtle is to wash your hands and to use a hand sanitizer after handling them.
Gotcha. Post-turtle rescue, wash your hands.
Absolutely. I always carry some Purell in the car just for that situation. And I always have a container, a Rubbermaid container, ready to go just in case I find an injured one. So that's something that a lot of people have started to do.
So that would be a good turtle rescue kit. Rubbermaid container, dry towel, and Purell.
Yep. And also actually as an added precaution, one of those nice fluorescent orange vests. If you're going to be on the road, you want people to see you. You don't ever want to put yourself at risk, that's for sure.
Safety first, both for humans and turtles.
Absolutely, that's the spirit.
Hey, Dr. Sue, what would you say the coolest thing about turtles is?
Well, there are so many cool things about turtles. They've been around longer than dinosaurs. That's pretty cool. So over 200 million years. Other cool thing is they live a long, long time. And they kind of have to because so few of them can make it to adulthood because it's a tough world out there. And a lot of animals eat their eggs
And a lot of it takes them a long, long, long time to mature. So every single adult that you save on the road is hugely important to the population. So that Blandings might have been 75 years old, and he's just saved his or her life.
Wow, I might have just saved like a grandpa turtle.
Yeah, imagine.
Okay, let's stop it here before we run out of time. By the way, to our listeners around the world, if you find an injured turtle and you don't happen to be in Canada, Dr. Sue says it's totally cool to contact the Ontario Turtle Conservation Centre and they'll get you in touch with the closest turtle hospital near you. You can find their contact info in the show notes. Now, since I have my box of old interview tapes already open, let's go back to listen to some more conversations. Remember when I was looking for unicorns and got to talk to Angie the Rhino Keeper? She had some cool things to tell me that didn't make the cut for that episode. Here's what she said when I asked her what she likes about working at the zoo.
I think for me, one of the best things about being a zookeeper is knowing that it's my job to make sure that the animals that I care for have the best lives that they can have. The animals that live in the zoos are ambassadors for their species because not all of us can travel and see animals in the wild. So I need to make sure that everyone who comes to the zoo really gets a good chance to see our rhinos, understand about rhinos, and leave being rhino lovers.
And then I had one more really important science question for her. Last question, and this is for science, remember. Is it true that their farts smell especially bad?
Well, they can be stinky, but they are not as bad as carnivores. Any animal that eats meat stinks way worse than a rhino. A lot of people, when they come close to the rhino house, they think it smells like a big cow barn or a horse barn. And that's because they eat the same foods as those animals. So it doesn't smell as bad as, say, a tiger or a hyena's.
Well, aren't you glad we got that sorted out? Earth Rangers! Oh, I actually found one other conversation I wanted to go back to. Remember in the first episode of this season when I got to talk to Linda the cheetah expert? Here, let me play you back a short clip from that conversation.
Well, I think everybody knows that cheetahs are fast, but yeah. Not many people know that they can see very well.
Mm. Are cheetahs your favorite animal?
Cheetahs are my favorite animal. My second favorite are definitely pangolins, and fishing cats are really cool.
A fishing cat? What's that? Now hold it right there. I thought she said her second favorite animals are penguins and fishing cats. But what she actually said was pangolins. So, what on earth is a pangolin? Let's investigate.
Wild and wacky
Wild and wacky animal facts!
Pangolins, also known as scaly anteaters, are unique creatures that are covered in hard, plate-like scales. Because of this, they often get mistaken as reptiles, but they are actually mammals. If there was ever a real-life Pokemon, this has gotta be it. I just can't get over how cool they look. It's like a cross between a dinosaur and an artichoke. Oh, and they can get pretty big, too. One was found to weigh 33 kilograms or 72.6 pounds. Long-tailed pangolins are the smallest, weighing around 2 to 3 kilograms or 4 to 6 pounds. And about 20% of that weight is made up by their scales. Their armor covers the entire body from their head to the tip of their tails, except for their undersides, which are covered in a few sparse hairs. Their scales have very sharp edges, so when threatened, they will thrash about using their tail muscles, which can slice through the skin of potential predators. Make sure to check out the show notes for some awesome pangolin photos. You want to know something super weird? They do not have teeth and are unable to chew. Instead, they have long, sticky tongues that they use to catch the insects they feed on. Blech. Some species, such as the long-tailed pangolin, have prehensile tails that help in climbing trees and hanging from branches. It's almost like an extra arm. Unfortunately, pangolins are often poached by humans for their scales,
which, like rhino horn, is wrongly believed to have medicinal powers. They are actually the most trafficked mammal in the world. Ugh, that makes me so mad. Maybe I'll get a chance to find out more about illegal trafficking in a future episode. Oh no, it's already getting dark and I still have to paddle all the way back to my campsite for tonight. Ooh, but I wanted to share the final jokes for our big contest with you before I go. Thankfully, these are all super quick. Here we go, joke number one.
What sparkles and hops? A kangaroobie.
Kangaroobie. Love it. Here comes joke number two.
A pony went to the doctor because it couldn't speak. I know what's wrong, said the doctor. You're a little horse.
Dude, that's hilarious. And finally, here comes joke number three.
Why does a bear not like wearing shoes? Because it prefers bare feet.
See? Short and sweet, like I promised. This was the last batch of jokes for our contest. Don't forget to vote to send your favorite to the finals. You can do so on the show notes for today's episode. But we also made a special page for the Wild Wire blog where you can listen to and vote for all the jokes from previous episodes. You can find the link in the episode description of today's show. All right, Rangers. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you're enjoying your summer as much as I am. Try to take some time to experience the great outdoors, stay awesome, and keep on ranging.
Earth Rangers! Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.